Practice 2. Now Tom is listening to a radio program. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the radio program. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome back from the news update. You're now listening to our weekly programme, Green Focus. First, let's see what happened this week in Hong Kong. The first piece of news is about pet shops. According to the wildlife group Birdwatch, some pet shops in Hong Kong are selling endangered birds from South America. These special, colourful birds are often kept in very small cages in some pet shops. Let's hear what the officer of Birdwatch said.
Some people are willing to pay a lot of money for these special birds. Pet shops will keep selling these birds unless people stop buying them. So please don't keep them as pets anymore. If you see any pet shops in Hong Kong selling endangered birds, please write or phone Birdwatch. Question 1. How often can listeners listen to the radio program? Question 2. Which of the following is true about the birds sold in the pet shops? Question 3. What does Birdwatch want people to do?
Although it was Earth Day yesterday, not many people in Hong Kong joined in with the Say No to Aircon campaign this year. There were only 500 families who turned off their air conditioners between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. to save electricity. That's just half the number of families that joined last year. It was quite disappointing for the organisers of the campaign. They hope more families will join the campaign next year.
Question 4. How long did the campaign last this year? Question 5. What did the families do in the campaign?
Here comes the last piece of news this week. The government made the owner of a factory in Tai Po pay $30,000 because he dumped toxic waste into a river. The factory owner said that he would not stop doing it because the $30,000 fine was very low. Jack Wong, the leader of the Polluters Must Pay campaign, was disappointed. He said factories would keep dumping toxic waste unless they were made to pay a lot of money for polluting. Jack suggested $500,000 and 6 months in prison would be a better punishment. That's all for this week's summary. Now let's go to our next section, which is...
Question 6. What kind of pollution is the host talking about? Question 7. Why was the leader of the campaign disappointed? Question 8. What does the leader think? Listen to the radio program again and check your answers.
Welcome back from the news update. You're now listening to our weekly program, Green Focus. First, let's see what happened this week in Hong Kong. The first piece of news is about pet shops. According to the wildlife group Birdwatch, some pet shops in Hong Kong are selling endangered birds from South America. These special, colourful birds are often kept in very small cages in some pet shops. Let's hear what the officer of Birdwatch said.
Some people are willing to pay a lot of money for these special birds. Pet shops will keep selling these birds unless people stop buying them. So please don't keep them as pets anymore. If you see any pet shops in Hong Kong selling endangered birds, please write or phone Birdwatch.
Although it was Earth Day yesterday, not many people in Hong Kong joined in with the Say No to Aircon campaign this year. There were only 500 families who turned off their air conditioners between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. to save electricity. That's just half the number of families that joined last year. It was quite disappointing for the organisers of the campaign. They hope more families will join the campaign next year. Here comes the last piece of news this week. The government made the owner of a factory in Tai Po pay $30,000 because he dumped toxic waste into a river. The factory owner said that he would not stop doing it because the $30,000 fine was very low. Jack Wong, the leader of the Polluters Must Pay campaign, was disappointed. He said factories would keep dumping toxic waste unless they were made to pay a lot of money for polluting. Jack suggested $500,000 and 6 months in prison would be a better punishment. That's all for this week's summary. Now let's go to our next section, which is...
This is the end of practice 2.